gets involved again. Spear. Cover. Lashley's won the Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley's the champion.
Here is your winner. And the new Intercontinental Champion, the almighty Bobby Lashley.
So there you have it. Black guy wins with a spear.
Ba-bum-bum.
Wait, hold on. I didn't even know you were going to... I thought you were going to react to that.
Well, I let it simmer. I tried to pretend like I'm above that. Like, I can't believe how you would say such a horrible thing.
Oh, are we keeping this in? Or are we redoing that?
No, that's all in there for everybody. Why not?
All right, I'll do the joke again. He laughed when I first said it. Because I said, how can you give a black guy a finisher called the spear?
You know, what's funny is I should do like we always do when I try to pretend we haven't talked about something and I bring it up on the end. You go, yeah, we just talked about how this. And I'm like, well, yeah, fuck. So I should do it the same way. Be like, well, I already heard that joke, so I don't need to laugh anymore.
Oh, fuck you. it wasn't a joke. It wasn't actually a joke.
Of course it's a fucking joke. What do you think they have to go? I can't use a spear. I can't fucking. So, they should never talk about crickets either.
Dude, this company didn't have Hulk Hogan on TV for 4 years.
Jesus.
Because he said nigger in his private life about something to do with his daughter, which apparently made him a racist that needed to be off TV for 4 years. Whereas, like, people like Umar are still offended by it.
I cannot believe people are actually offended by that. It's like, I mean, who fucking cares? If there was a fucking black politician that was like, these fucking honky motherfuckers. Would I give a fuck? Who cares? I don't give a shit. And it's very much like any sport where people, you know, yell about the steroids in sports or, you know, he's on drugs. I don't care if my fucking shortstop is doing fucking meth on the field. I don't care if Hitler is my quarterback. If they fucking produce and you get me a championship, that's fine with me. I don't give a shit what they fucking do in their normal life. Dance for me, monkey. That's all I say.
Yeah, I think there should be like a sport where they allow them to do steroids so we can see what the difference is. Like a world steroid.
Yeah, operation. Let them go crazy. All they're doing is damaging their fucking lives. I don't give a fuck what the hell they do.
Yeah, they can get like juiced up and then hit each other. Like that would be great. But my point is that this company is so PC. I am actually legitimately surprised a black guy can finish with a spear and they haven't called it somewhere else. Or that he just even needs to do that move. I still find it funny. But yeah, I mean, they do weird shit, this company. Do you realize that this week, I thought it before, but now it's definite. Cian Almas is now just called...
Andrade.
Yeah. He's now called Andrade.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I'm like... Oh, no. I was like, I always had a problem fucking pronouncing his name anyway, but shit. Now I've gotten to a point where it's normal. I'm like, oh, why do they have to fucking do this shit? Fantastic match, though, by the way.
But what is that? Like, what is that with the removing of, what, like, Alexander Rusev?
Which I thought was fine. You know, Big E Langston, God forbid.
Charlotte got her name back.
Yeah, that's funny, too, that they were like, you know what? Why are we hiding the word flair of all things? What the fuck are we doing?
Right, yeah, the only reason she got over. So yeah. Like, why would we hide it?
Yeah, I mean, they use it so much.
I like her way more than you do. Do you think we picked the right clip for the most important part of the week?
Well, I don't know. You know, what's funny is, as you were skimming through when we were setting up the show, I completely go, oh, yeah, the tag belts. Maybe that was the biggest thing. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if the Mandy Rose would be the biggest thing that she's in a hotel room. And I laugh. We're going to jump. Let's just jump around because who cares when it comes to the show.
We didn't even do this show last week because I wanted to do a show where I got you and Umar together because Hogan was back. And I'd be waiting for that. I figured we'd do on therapy, but we won't do on that either. But 1 week, we're going to get you guys to do it because you guys are on a totally different page with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mostly on your side, and I'm in the middle. I'm literally in the middle of the color scheme on the color chart. I would be.
Oh, for color, yes. I was going to say, you're not in the middle when it comes to should Hogan be on TV.
No, I'm in the middle of the color scheme.
Yeah.
But I'm not in the middle when it comes to whether he should be on TV, because I don't think he should have been off TV in the first place. Mm-hmm. I think he should have got, like, fined and suspended.
And it's taken out of the Hall of Fame. Give me a fucking break. You can't have a Hall of Fame if he's not in it.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But, I mean, that was last week. But this week's, all the shows were a lot better this week.
I thought so.
I mean, they had a thing to do this week, whereas, like, oh, we got to, like, totally rebuild our entire title match. Mm-hmm. So that gave them some TV to do. But, I mean, hearing what I'm hearing, that Strowman's not even that badly injured still.
What is that all about, dude? I was like...
All right, so I did the story on site. You want to hear what it is?
Yes, let's talk about that.
All right. Well, let's talk about Raw in the meantime while I bring up the story. Or jump around wherever you
Well, want. I was jumping around with Mandy Rose first because...
I bet you were.
The fucking... You know what? I haven't jerked off since my father died. So... How about what? That? I have not jerked off since then. Can you fucking believe that? I save it up and I fuck the girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And I get blue. Yeah, well, shit. I'm fucking, yeah. I use Blue Chew and I'll fucking have a good time. So the Mandy Rose thing, she's sitting there in a fucking robe, right? Her little scantily clad robe. So you're waiting for the reveal. And I fucking laugh because she unveils this and, you know, what do you think? She wears less in the fucking ring than she had on in the fucking underneath her robe. Other than fucking shoes, she had a bigger top on than she did when she fucking wrestled. And the fucking panties were just as fucking big as the fucking booty shorts that she wears in the ring. That's what they were. They weren't a thong. It wasn't like, and that's wise because they were going to fight later, you know, in the hotel room. She couldn't have fucking jumped on top of Naomi because we would have saw her bleached asshole.
See, I didn't jack off to this either. I'm trying to, like, have a break now because remember I told you, like, when I was, like, jacking off, it wasn't firing properly at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw that I overdid it. I believe in my own mind, my own self-diagnosis of that is that I overdid it. Because when I was rebuilding, because I've started a tech service on lockbetting.com,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of sorting out the ins and outs of how that would work and announcing it and doing a Q&A show. And basically, I worked on my two websites, worked on both my Patreon pages for 3 days, and then masturbated in the gaps. Because when you're at home and you're working in bed, and you say, like, you're writing one article, or you're doing one podcast and you stop to have a break. You know how podcasts work when one thing's uploading and you have a break. Of course I'm going to go on Pornhub. Like, that's...
Of course.
I'm in bed. I'm like right in bed. So I did this... I think I had about probably around 20 to 22 wanks. Wanks, I call them, but you guys probably call them something else. What do you call them?
Oh, like actual strokes?
No, as in like...
A session.
As in sessions. Yeah,
jerk off or jack off, yeah.
Jerk off sessions. I think I jerked off about 20 times in 3 days. Like, it was definitely going at 6,
What's 7, your 8. Most in a day?
Oh, it would have been this, 6-7 a day.
My record, and this was, I always think I was 21 or something like this, or 18. It was 8 times in one day I jerked off.
Yeah, I think I could get that. I mean, not right now, but... So, I think that this made my pee hole, like, sore and stopped my dick firing, and I think my ball production is, like, behind or whatever. But at the same time, I have this urge to frequently urinate at the moment with a stomach ache. So, I think I looked it all up today. And I think it's a dietary thing as well with this keto diet,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't work for me.
Oh, I got to get back on it, dude. I've been off since, especially going to Chicago and all that kind of shit. And I feel like an absolute fucking slug. I am fucking tired now. Waking up in the morning is way fucking more difficult.
I'm going to do a diet, but it's not going to be this one because this doesn't work for me. Because I have IBS. It's really terrible.
You got the shits?
No, it's my, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, that's like, the shits.
It's not the shits, it's the opposite. It's, you can't shit.
No, what are you, crazy? You need to look that up, my friend. That's called constipation. Fucking irritable bowel is where you have to shit constantly.
No, it's not. It's both. Irritable bowel is something that irritates you about. It fluctuates between both of them. You can be overshitting or undershitting, but either way, your stomach just hurts. It's irregular. I always get it on the second day when I come out to you guys across the Mania. Mm-hmm. Second day of Mania, I have irritable bowel always because it's like, holy shit, what the fuck are we eating?
Literally. You know, we should actually make this show Therapy plus Raw and SmackDown. And we could go fucking everywhere and review in the same time.
Well, we still need to do our therapy show, so I think we should not do that. But I mean, okay. At least we get a mix.
Because God knows it's already.
Yeah. Well, I found my story, so let's talk about it. So a Patreon exclusive, well, it was. Why Balor replaced Strowman and status update. So I put in, I'll skim read this. In mid-November, we rubbish reports Bray Wyatt would be replacing Strowman at TLC, stating that Strowman had been given a thumbs up for the Royal Rumble and he would appear at TLC and beat Corbin and face Lesnar at the Rumble. All this information was correct. Hold on, why have I written it like this? While all this information was correct, I scrolled down and missed the word while. While all this information is correct, Braun Strowman has failed to recover within the four-week timetable set for his return. According to our sources, the blame for this is being put squarely on Braun Strowman's shoulders, as we have been informed that Strowman suffered a significant injury setback caused by overtraining for his return.
Well, he's lifting limos, of course.
Despite being given specific rehabilitation instructions by his physical therapist. And a rehabilitation program as well, I imagine. Our sources indicate that the injury occurred a few days before last week's Raw, which meant that Strowman and Lesnar could not engage in a planned physical altercation last week, with Strowman said to only be 50-50 for the Rumble at the time. However, after Braun Strowman fluffed his lines on live TV during his segment with Lesnar and Heyman, Vince McMahon decided enough was enough and opted to pull the match over the weekend. It also says, in relation to Bowler has been a backup plan for some time, which is why he's been on such a winning streak lately. Had he not been a challenger for the Universal Championship, Bowler would have wrestled for the Intercontinental Championship at the Royal Rumble against Dean Ambrose. If you want to read the rest of the story, there's more. Go to patreon.com/dirtysheets. But anyway, there you go. He overtrained, re-injured himself. He still could have made it. But when he fluffed the lines, Vince just giving up on him, basically.
Jesus.
And he's not winning the Rumble. Meltzer saying he's going... Meltzer said today that they changed the match because they don't want Strowman... They've decided they don't want Strowman to get beat again. And
That's a good, good thought. Oh, and they said he's winning the Rumble.
He thinks he might be winning the Rumble because he's turned around and said...
That's a good... It should.
He turned around and said Seth Rollins isn't winning the Rumble because he had that bad match with Dean Ambrose.
That's ridiculous. Saying, you imagine.
And he's saying now that Strowman's been moved because they don't want to put another loss on him. But that's bullshit because they booked the match with the intention of putting a loss on him. You know that's nothing he's saying is right.
Yeah, I mean, they would already know they were going to give him a loss. And then, exactly. I mean, unless they're rethinking, go, oh, you know what? That's probably a bad idea. Like idiots. I don't put it past that either.
My understanding is that there is no like plan for him at the moment. And Seth Rollins is still winning the Royal Rumble.
You know, I would like if Braun won because then it's... You know, he got the thing taken away from him, and it's that whole struggle to get there, and then he still gets to Lesnar, which I never thought they should have touched already anyway, and he lost clean to fucking Lesnar once, and it was like, well, at a shit pay-per-view. It's like, what? Why do you do? Why? Why would you do that? So I would like him to actually win this, and we already, you know what? I mean, we've only had two women's Rumbles, and we already know, like, it's a guaranteed winner on both. We knew it was Asuka, the first one. And now we know it's Charlotte.
No, I don't know about that.
Really? After all that whole unifying this belt?
I don't know if they will unify the belt. Like, I think the triple threat match is going to be the main event, but I'm not sure if they're going to unify the belts or not. I feel that they'll go cold on it. I think that's why you ended up with Becky not Charlotte not facing Oscar in the first place, because Becky was the one that has to turn around and say,
"Yeah, it's better.
I want to unify these belts," because it's not really Charlotte's thing. So that's the thing. I still think Becky could win the Royal Rumble after losing the title match. I don't think there's no rule that says you can't do both.
We've never seen it, I don't think. It's never happened where they've had a fucking title match and then enter the Rumble. It'd be the first.
We've seen it. Ziggler did it once.
Ziggler had a title shot and then fucking went in?
Yeah, 2000.
And it was the world title?
Yeah, he lost the Edge.
I don't even fucking recall them fighting each other.
But I think they want to think what you think and think, oh, that doesn't happen. That's like a rule or something that isn't actually a rule.
Yeah.
And I think they want people to think what you're thinking if they put Becky in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what did you think of what she did last week? I think they're overdoing it, you know. Like, I feel like they're overdoing it with her, with the whole drinking a protein shot, because she's not supposed to actually be a man. Her character's like, not, I'm a man. Like,
yeah, it's kind of a joke, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get off to that. Like, I was really, like, wanting to fuck her brains out a few months ago, or a few weeks ago even, but now it's like, you're not acting like a man, because now I'm, like, picturing her, like, fucking going out and drinking beers and burping and farting.
I was going to say farting.
Yeah. I don't want you to actually... The character shouldn't be she's a man. Like, I think they've... I mean, when she said, I'm the man, I took that as being and meaning, I'm the number one person in this company.
Yeah, I'm not a man.
Yeah, and that's usually a man, but now I'm the man, right?
Yeah.
I'm the man usually means I'm the man in the company, but she's saying, no, I'm the man, even though I'm a woman. But now her character is that she's a man. Like, it's...
From drinking that fucking shit?
No, it's a walking around and...
She does walk around with her arms out like she's fucking enormous.
She looks like she's Vince.
Yeah.
At least Ronda acts like a woman still.
I think she's trying to just pretty much emulate Austin.
Yeah, I think so. And her little exchanges with the Road Warrior animal are really good.
Yeah.
Like, them two have been going back and forth all the time. But do you think she writes her own Twitter? I think someone's writing Twitter for her.
Nah, I think she does it.
You think she's that clever?
Yeah, I do. I think she's got a fucking brain to her.
Let's talk about some of the shows just quickly. What did you like on Raw? Like, what?
Finally seeing the belts and not having it be a giant W was a fucking nice surprise. I'm not jumping up and down by the belt. Yeah, the tag belts for the women. I'm not jumping up and down. I still don't say, oh, this is a great fucking belt. It's different. Thank God. And at this point, I'll take different.
So what's the format for that match? You're going to stick two women in one chamber?
I guess so. You know, fucking double penetration in a chamber. So it's... I thought that was odd that it's not a tournament. It's one night, and that's it. Fuck this. Let's get it over.
But I prefer that, the way they're doing it, though, as well. Because that gives the whole pay-per-view you can do. There's no Brock there or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that maybe they're not going to do the same thing of, oh, the brand that doesn't win the Rumble gets an Elimination Chamber match. They might do something different.
We got to see what's up with the men's title on... on both of them, actually. Fuck. Got to figure out what they're going to do.
Balor's not winning.
I can't imagine that he would... I can't even imagine... They need to end this Brock thing. As much as I enjoy Brock, it's run its fucking course, and I'm pretty much fucking through with it. I enjoy that this belt is off the TV because I really want it to be gone anyway, and I'm hoping that they just keep on doing that to where they, you know, it has but to be you, the other belt.
Do you realize that Seth Rollins will be the first ever champion, and I'm talking since way back in 2016, that's actually going to make credible, like, defenses of it. Before Rollins, the only guy that had it that wasn't part-time was Kevin Owens, and his whole run was a bit of a joke, really. I mean, he cheated every time he won it, and then he ended up dropping it to Goldberg. Mm-hmm. So this title's legacy is Balor giving it up.
Yeah.
And then it was won by Kevin Owens because of Triple H. Kevin Owens dropped it to Goldberg. Goldberg dropped it to Lesnar, who took it away forever. He dropped it to Roman Reigns finally, and then Roman Reigns dropped it to Cancer.
Yeah, as soon as fucking Roman got it. Shit.
And then Lesnar won it. So Kevin Owens' shitty title run is the greatest title run in the history of this belt.
That belt is fucking cursed, dude. Get rid of it.
I bet you Rollins wins it and something happens to him.
You imagine. That'd be interesting.
He's got those knee problems.
Well, he had one, yeah.
You know, he just about made WrestleMania 33, and that was off the back of being injured before then, having to give up the other world title he had.
Yeah, Samoa Joe fucking his leg up on that one, like barely getting there.
God. Yeah, on his debut, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Bent that fucker sideways.
I thought the triple threat match on Raw was pretty good.
Yeah, and I guess I was like, wow, that was quick. And, you know, as we know that the reason why they gave Lashley the belt, but people have to subscribe to find that out, right?
Yeah, it's a story about it. It's not the whole reason, because they wanted to get the title off Ambrose, mm-hmm. so that Rollins and Ambrose can wrestle. Because they want Rollins to beat Ambrose before Mania, but
not have that belt.
Right. You can't beat Ambrose without taking the belt. So they needed to take the belt off Ambrose. And I'm not saying it's going to be permanent or whatnot. Because the original plans was for Balor to take it off Ambrose, but he's now been moved into something else. But now Lashley has it, but that was an interesting decision how they got there.
Yeah, suggest people sign up to hear why. And all we'll say is that it had a lot to do with Hulk Hogan. So go sign up to the Patreon and find out this story that Billy has on his insiders there.
Do I move over to SmackDown?
Yes.
Anything else you want to talk about here?
Nah, nothing. I mean, other than...
The Sasha Ronda stuff, like, do you like that?
I find it odd that all of a sudden Sasha is the end-all be-all.
Because Ronda said she was
out of the blue. And when she was talking about it, I was like, who the fuck is she talking about at first? And it was like, she's the greatest.
Italian, right? It had to be Natalia. That's what I was thinking. It's got to be a French.
I totally thought it was going to be Natalia.
Yeah.
And it was, she's the heart and soul and all this shit. And I'm like, because I've always loved Sasha. And then I was like, she's been in the back burner for so long here. They kind of, you know, threw her to the back. And all of a sudden it's, she's the greatest, and I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? But how about, let's talk about something more important, is for no reason at all, Alexa Bliss is topless.
Well, there's never no reason at all, but...
They don't need a reason, but nonetheless, why? What in the world did that have to do with anything? Anything at all? And those shorts were fucking fantastic, too.
I don't know if you're complaining about this or
I want a fucking explanation. I just find it odd. I hope they do it every day without a fucking explanation, without a reason. But do you have any fucking clue of what the fuck?
I think it's just a case of like we're getting to this WrestleMania season and they're trying to like get back as many people as possible. I heard that it did, the individual video is number 2 this week on their YouTube channel for the clips from Raw. They all get uploaded the mm-hmm. best, you know, 10 bits or whatever, and that's number 2. And it's, you know, considering we had Braun Strowman lifting up cars and Intercontinental title change and Ronda was on the show, and that's pretty good going. It means that it worked, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other show, you got Mandy Rose doing stuff like that, so... I mean, I think they know that these two are the thing that people want to tune in to see. Some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just, a woman holding her tits, you know, and knowing that on the other side of that cloth is bare tits, you know. And these are wrestling fans, for the first part, who, you know, in between them watching wrestling, they're on fucking YouPorn, wanking off, so.
Yeah, I mean, that will make it. The weird thing is that stuff like that, like all this archive stuff of Brown Patty matches, and yeah, and Sable and Jacqueline's bikini contest and all that. You know, it does go onto YouPorn. You can. It's actually, people do upload it onto there, and it does all right.
Mm.
This clip will probably be there.
Oh my God! You imagine that's a sad state of affairs.
It is, but wrestling fans are very sad. I mean, nothing compares to my lovely Paige. So, I mean, she will always be the queen of Pornhub now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jesus. There hasn't been a fucking release like this. Even Toni Storm.
No one's gonna say to Paige, "Hold my beer." And
no.
Better than that.
No, that's she went above and beyond in multiple clips, very clear, like, coming on the belt. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, you really you know, opening her asshole.
Roast,
fuck.
Spit roast, black dick. I mean,
yeah, like, spit roasting and black dick. Jesus Christ.
Genre of porn, like in her clips. It's like Brad Maddox was fucking running through and just
checking off the list.
School uniforms, and it's like anything you could have ever wanted. I don't know how you don't have more love for her than you do.
Oh, it's the whole her with fucking Alberto. That fucking that she soured me on that shit.
Okay.
And the fact that he has to sit there. What kind of a fucking man is he? He's sitting there, fucking a Mexican man. Oh my God. Yeah, everybody's seen my girlfriend getting fucked in the ass by some, and shot on her face, and a mayate.
I would have immediately released my own videos of her.
Oh, because you know there's tons of shit.
Yeah, I bet he like fucking was beating her and stuff though.
Yeah, he probably choking her out. Like, what the fuck?
I was gonna say that you know he fucks while he chokes her out.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously into. I think it's one of those open your mouth and he spits in her mouth.
Yeah, that's the only reason he would have been able to get with her. Like, what other appeal is it? It's not going out of her for a fucking personality. I don't watch Total Divas like you do, but I imagine she's annoying as fuck.
Oh sure, as all of them are. But also, I mean, I can't imagine he was walking around town, you know, or. You know, when it was being in the locker room or whatever, and all the guys looking at him like, you're with someone who's fucking, you know, been around the world here, and we've all seen it, and it's in Paris, she's getting double teamed. That's your lady. You know, that's hard for a guy to fucking deal with.
I wonder if they, you know, there could have been guys that had their own turn over the years.
Oh, I'm sure there's been well more that have taken fucking turns.
Absolutely. So yeah, let's do SmackDown quickly. You want to talk about? I don't know if we can talk more about Mandy Rose.
I found out who Mandy was fucking, and I didn't know.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That Tino Sabatelli guy from NXT, who's terrible.
He's terrible.
He doesn't have a fucking get a match. He doesn't get on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's ripped out of his mind, and he was formerly in the NFL for a fucking day.
He was in, he was heavily featured in the documentary, wasn't he? Yeah.
And he's rich, and he doesn't need to do this. So, you know, it's something he just enjoys to do. But it makes you wonder, you know, how soon before he's dumped and she's on to the next. Because she was with a longtime boyfriend. When she started, if you remember Tough Enough, she was with a guy forever. And,
right.
And then gets there. And like they all do, they're stuck around each other all the time. So that's your own fuck community.
What else you want to talk about on this show? Do you like the Almas Mysterio match?
Yeah, I thought that Almas Mysterio, Andrade match.
I didn't like the first hour of this show. Like, I didn't like the whole kill 30 minutes with the Iconics and Oscar and Becky.
I hate the Iconics. I really, and it's more so Billie Kay. I fucking can't stand her.
Yeah, I can't stand her because she's not hot enough to be.
No, not at all. And it's, I've seen her like not as much makeup, and I think she's been better actually. And then I see her like this, and it's that fucking clown lipstick and the fucking eye make. And I'm like, and she's annoying as shit, and not even in a bad guy way. She's just annoying. And yeah, she bothers me. Royce, I could stare at. That's fine. And she's got a little bit of a fucking teeth on her too. But
no, she's great. I like her.
Like Meltzer said, she needs to lose some pounds.
Yeah. Oh my! You've never seen his analysis on the fucking Alexa Bliss thing. Such a moron.
Oh, really? He makes a comment about her being naked?
Yeah, he was going like something about. He goes, I guess it was. He goes, I think it was a whole shock thing, and to try and tell viewers that anything would happen. He goes, I think it was meant to be. He said, I think it was meant to be sexy and not awkward, but obviously we all saw it was awkward and not sexy. It's like,
what he talking about?
What the fuck do you know?
Fucking awkward. It's someone walked in while she was fucking changing and she got caught fucking half naked. I don't know what's...
He was saying this, you know, the segment didn't work. He goes, it was meant to be sexy, but...
It didn't work. I think it fucking worked plenty. It's all anyone talked about.
Yeah, we talked about it straight away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the first fucking story of the day. Is Miz turning on fucking Shane, or is Shane going to turn on Miz?
I have absolutely no idea. That obviously,
it is very weird.
Turning on one, someone's going to turn on the other. I'm just wondering if they win those belts first.
Yeah, I hope they don't turn. I hope it fucking stays. I don't want this. I'm like, fuck, I like Miz to be a good guy now. He hasn't in fucking 100 years. And it's like, let's see what they could do with him, because guy could be the face of the company. He does everything for them.
That's what he says, yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's constantly with interviews. It's anything that needs to be done, he's doing it. So,
because he's good to have there as the face to do it. He's not that embarrassing. Like, when you're looking at things where, you know, those moments we talk about, oh, fuck, I hope somebody doesn't walk in when Alicia Fox and Jinder are doing their shanty bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when someone's going to walk in. When Miz is there, there ain't too much to be embarrassed about. I think that's why the idea was for when WWE go to Fox, let's be super safe and start with Orton as the champion, which is what they were going for. I'm not sure if they'll do it now.
You don't think Cena?
Well, Cena's not available, so the next best is Orton. They're the two names of the last, you know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I think Cena will be for that. They'll push him into that. I mean, he's got to break the Flair record. And I laugh because we were talking about, you know, who's going to replace Strowman, and you said, shit, I reckon Cena's the only one that's fucking left, and Cena comes out. You're like, well, there we go. I was like, oh, shit, this is fantastic. And then I was sad to see everybody else come. I'm like, fuck, I would rather see Cena versus Brock. At least I would think there's a shot. And I say, fuck, maybe he's going to actually fucking win this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, would you?
They make Cena lose now every time there's something to fucking. If he's in a match, he's the one getting the pin now.
Yeah, I almost feel like that's him.
I think it's him. I totally think that's him.
It feels like it's him saying, yo, yeah, beat me. Shit like that. It's like going, why?
Yeah, instead of, like, I mean, eventually it's going to be, well, fuck, everyone pins him.
Yeah, he's trying to be like the good guy. You know, mm-hmm. He comes in and he's trying to turn around and go, oh, you know, I'm going to come. When I'm here, I want to give back to the business.
Yeah.
Rah, shit. I can see that being what it is.
Yeah.
But it's just too much with that because.
You should ask your friend.
Baron Corbin was there to fuck off. Why would he? Should it have been Drew? It should have been Corbin.
No, no. I say you should ask him about the Cena thing.
I thought you said it should have been your friend.
No, no, I said ask your friend. You should ask your friend.
Yeah, I see what happened with that because I guess they're going to, I guess there's some way of going around it and saying, you know, he's the guy that's not going to be there the most. So you should take the pin. He gets to go away and no one remembers. But
yeah.
At the time, it just seems stupid to do it that way because I don't understand why he's taking the pin when he's obviously going to have a bigger match than Baron Corbin at WrestleMania. When it comes round to him having one of the top four or five matches at Mania, even if it's against Lars Sullivan, which I haven't heard that. That's just what the internet are putting around. So yeah. I mean, that's just... If he's losing to Lars Sullivan...
Jesus Christ.
How long has he got left in this company if they're giving him losses like that at WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's because there's no more shocking, oh my God, he lost. Now it's like... You will expect him to lose if it's Sullivan's first match.
Oh, dude, it would have been, oh my God, he won yesterday. If he won, it would have been like, oh my God, he won.
Yeah, oh God, it's getting to that point. I don't know, I think people would have groaned maybe and been like, oh, of course, Cena again. But now it's like,
I worked out it was Balor when Balor had that, he got given the hardest route, which always means they're going to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get, because I said to you earlier on, I said it's Balor's winning. Because when they get through that extra hard route, it's always going to be them. It's just very predictable. But anyway, we're back on Raw and we're supposed to be on SmackDown. I'm going to say to you like last time, do you want to talk about that match that you liked?
About the Andrade match?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what I say. It's a good match. And that's... There's not much how to explain that there's a good match. Just flowing nicely and some back and forth, give and take. And they just worked together well. And what's funny is they called it ahead of time. Like, I think Graves was saying, get ready because this could end up being a match of the year. And it's always any of those matches that are really good, they take a bit to get into. And then they start rolling. Where... You're getting to that ending of who's going to win. That's when, because in the beginning you get those quick pins, you know nobody's getting pinned. So you're like, you kind of phase out the beginning of a match. But as you start moving along, that's when you go, okay, now I'm in it. And this is a good fucking match. Him doing a Hurricanrana off the apron, off the top rope to the apron thing. That was fucking good. I popped for that one. And then I watched Temptation Island afterwards.
Are you enjoying the AJ and Brian stuff still?
Because I do.
Well, one's going, don't eat this stuff. The other one, last week, Brian's like, don't eat this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And AJ's like, eat this garbage. Like, enjoy it. Eat this,
yeah.
Eat this processed.
We can have whatever we want.
Right.
I do find that funny.
If as a parent, I would be supporting Brian here.
That's the funniest part. Brian is the bad guy, and it is everything proper in life that he is for. And we're like, fuck you. For the environment? For your body and health? No. Fuck you. It's very much the punk angle. Don't you fucking drink this poison. And everyone cheers. Yeah!
Yeah, that was what it was. It was the druggy Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Again, clean, clean, straight edge.
CM and he's Punk. The bad guy.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Boo!
You shouldn't get fucking wasted and have matches. Yeah!
You know, it's funny, like, people actually probably don't realize, like, because, you know, the way you are on these shows, mm-hmm. but Cavs, like, very fucking straight edge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit, it's I fun. Didn't drink until I was 35.
He didn't really drink that much.
No, I still don't fucking... I haven't had a drink in fucking quite a while. And if I do, it's, you know, if I'm out at a restaurant, I'll have a glass of something and that's about it. But I don't have any... I drink
it's
for taste.
You can't be persuaded by, like, and peer pressured into it by degenerate, like, people.
Like, no, not at all. I really could care less what anyone says to me or says about me.
Shit, like, what? You can't be going to bed now.
Yeah, and I fucking said, I'll see you later, and I walked home.
It's like, come on, like, I was like, at least stay till 2. Like,
I was like, at least? I go, what are you, out of your fucking mind? At least? I go, I'm in bed at 9:30 in my normal life. I'm staying up till 2. Oh my God, New Year's Eve? Me and a girlfriend fell asleep on the fucking couch. I think it was 10. And at about 11:30, 11:45, we woke up and said, okay, let's watch the ball drop. And then Then she watched my balls drop, and that was the end of the evening.
God, is she exactly like you?
No, I'm you know how I am. She's not that way at all. It's oh, you have to be so crass. I go, of course. I go, have you met me before?
All right, let's close this out and actually put our therapy show in the can, because yes, we're sort of doing it anyway. So as we mentioned a few times on this show, as we're going to close out, don't forget to check out. Was that you just burp?
Yes.
No, don't forget, it's wrestling therapy now. let me get my focus back. Right, as we mentioned a few times on this show, check out patreon.com/thedirtysheets. We alluded to some stories on here, and that's where they will be. There'll also be special audio podcasts as well, DS breaking news, etc., things of that nature. Everything on the Patreon page, plus of course EPL show, NFL show, betting tips, still massively in profit, killing it over there again. So check it out, patreon.com/thedirtysheets. I'll ask him if he's got anything to add, but I don't think he has. You know his Twitter is @RealWrestlingers. So that's it from me and him. And don't forget to check us out on the Wrestling Therapy, which will be dropping at the same time as this show. So it'll be on the feed right now.